Welcome, Linda, to the Second Piece. Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Well, basically, I do like to pray in the morning. I've gone through an experience where I realized that too much prayer can actually equal out to you not wanting to pray as much. So my morning routine involves prayer, but at the same time, moving in that prayer. So walking as I pray at the same time, meditating and reflecting on what I will do that day and who I envision myself to be throughout that day.
What is the best constructive guidance you've been given to begin your writing career?
Teamwork. I would say the team that you build around you matters, and getting a team together that reflects not simply your ideals, but also their positive vision of your ideals, that aspect of collaboration, I would say that's pretty much the best advice. That's taken me a while to get used to and to implement, but it's getting there.
What do you think people would be most surprised of learning about you?
That I have a black belt in martial arts. I think everybody that talks to me, they hear my voice and they say, "You're quiet. I can't envision you getting angry." So I think if anybody has to learn, it's very true. "I can't envision you getting angry. I can't. I feel like anything could happen to you and you'd be okay." I think they'd be very surprised to know that I spent half of my life in kickboxing and in taekwondo, to where I achieved the black belt.
What have you found to be the best way of dealing with rejection?
Believing and understanding that there is really no such thing as rejection. Everyone has a perspective of how we see the world and how we see one another. I've had to realize that really failure is simply just a route to you achieving what's best for you at that point in time, and if you continue for yourself in the future. And rejection just is like a note from another person's perspective that you can take into consideration positively to reflect on, to not let it get too deep and too personal, because nobody really knows the angle that you're coming at. Nobody really knows what's in your heart. Nobody really knows the philosophy that has inspired you to do what you're doing. So looking at rejection from that point of view, as this is somebody's perspective and an opinion of the perspective that I carry, you can look at it as something that you can reflect on in order to ensure that whatever they're saying, you can tease something positive out of it to get more credibility or validity to the, you know, to what you're engaging in.
This brings us to something you already touched upon. What is your life philosophy based on?
Man, that's definitely deep. My life philosophy, I would say, is based on the idea of regeneration, that every single phase of this life, whether we realize it or not, it's based on refreshing our ideals, both personally and spiritually / devotionally. So the aspect of regeneration, passing through this life knowing that nothing stays the same, neither no one stays the same, and realizing that I too am in that same slot. So realizing regeneration is the key in life, in business, in health, in diet, in every phase that we would bring ourselves through in order to reach the goals that we have to reach.
What are you reading that is not related to your work?
Oh my goodness. That is a tough one, because everything I read is somewhat related to my work. That is a tough question. I guess the closest thing I could say is Deschooling Society by Ivan Illich. That's a book that's pretty radical in its ideas on education and the connection of education to society and unwinding or refreshing society from its standard of institutionalized education and the mandates that are backing it, to get to the root of the definition of child, to get to the root of the definition of adolescence and adulthood, to better treat children's learning, instead of making it so civilian-based, making it more personal-based. I would say that's the only thing I would say that's not close to anything that I read on a regular basis.
Linwood, do you have any hidden talents?
Man, I guess because I would say music. Again, anyone who knows me, they always say, "But you're so quiet. How can you do music?" And I do music. I released an album called Self-Esteem this last year. And it's, I love classical music. I love all kind of genres of music, and my music is based on that, with a flip of poetry also, and the hip hop and the rock and the pop. I put it all together to fuse what I believe music should sound like. So anyone who knows me and hears anything from me, they always give me this weird look with eyebrows raised and, mouth neutral. Like, that's you? That's me. Yes. So I would say music.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Oh my goodness. That is problematic. The heart and the mind, that's the marriage that we really need. When the heart and the mind do not marry, that's actually what my book of poetry, I called it Growth. The entire book of poetry is a reflection of the struggle that I have with my own heart and with my own mind, coming together to love and respect one another. And the resolution that each poem shows is that there is a healthy dialogue held between my heart and my mind. So the only answer I can say is that a healthy dialogue, when there's no agreement, has to, you have to dialogue with your heart and with your mind consistently, without which we really are just not ourselves. We're not able to achieve, we're not able to even envision who we would see as a better version of ourselves. So I argue with myself, constantly argue with myself about my standards, my goals, my vision, everything, just so that my heart and my mind can be in alignment.
Do you have a favorite comfort food?
Strawberries.
Very
Always
healthy.
strawberries. Yes, strawberries. They just don't fail. Strawberries.
Please finish the sentence. Justification is.
Justification is a holistic approach to thought and feeling.
Do you have any pet peeves?
I guess continued use of internet or social media that just aggravates me. I don't, that's just one thing. I'm just not that person, so I don't understand the mind state behind it. I see that as an escape of finding a marriage of heart and mind, something outside of self. Right? Too much use of that, or the consistent, application for it, that is just, it's weird to me. So I'd say that. That's my one thing.
What is the best career decision you have made?
The best career decision that I have ever made was learning how to love myself, because as an author, as a writer, and as someone that is building up myself as a, not just as a brand, but as a human being, everything gets fused into each other when you're writing, when you're speaking, and when you're putting anything out there in a public way. And especially when it comes to teamwork, you can't really be that leader if you can't serve your team members outside of yourself, if you can't serve their interests while they're also serving your interests. Learning how to love yourself makes you, even as much as the difficult task as that is, it makes you better in every single aspect, as a human being.
As an author of several books, what is one thing you have learned about branding and selling those books?
That your audience will find you. I had so many ideas about putting things out there and how much, I would have an audience that I had in mind gravitate toward me. But it gets to a point where, when you're respectful towards yourself, in a way, the audience finds you and the audience brands you. So I began with an idea that I had of myself, a vision that I had of myself, and a particular character I wanted to be. But the more that I put my material out there and the more responses that I got, my audience started branding me. And so now I'm rephrasing the definition of myself to suit that audience, because they're explaining to me a need that they need more than a want that I want them to need. And so that's what I would say is when it comes to branding, respect the voices that are going to be reaching out to you and the voices that speak to you, because it's those voices that actually will be supporting you. And it's that supporting voice that will then allow you to get back to, if you do choose, to your original perspective or lens or vision that you saw of yourself. So now that you have this audience, you can then reach the audience that you intended through this audience that you have. So that's what I'm learning is the definition that audience puts on you, as opposed to you possibly forcing an audience into existence.
Do you have a favorite quote?
So I don't. So my mind is jumbled. The one thing that I can say as per a quote comes from the Book of Psalms: "Renew a right spirit within me, and create within me a clean heart." That just goes back to my philosophy of life: being regenerated, being refreshed in everything that you do, and continuing to learn the difficulties of loving yourself.
Linwood, you shared how you begin your day with prayer. How do you end your day?
Same. Same. The same. And depending on the need, the amount of time varies, but just the same. The same quiet meditation or reflection or prayer leading into sleep.
And finally, what do you do, and where can people contact you?
You can find me on my website, LinwoodJacksonJr.com. That's LinwoodJacksonJr.com, or you can find me on YouTube. Type in Linwood Jackson Jr. on YouTube, and I'll be there. And what you will find me doing is encouraging my listeners to take their devotional relationship with the Creator seriously and personally, in the sense of being or growing comfortable with stepping outside of the traditional scope, the definition of that experience, to take the words of the Bible and meditate on them, reflect them, experience them, learn their inconsistencies, learn where they do not meet your standards, but at the same time persist in understanding the language and the context that's used, so that you can develop a perspective of that standard, line it up with your own, and grow in that way. So that's what you will find me doing when you visit my website, or when you find any one of my books on Amazon. You can type my name into Google. I'll be right there. That's what you will find me doing.
Linwood, thank you for joining us on Encyclopedes and sharing your wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.